USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. Futures markets were sharply lower just one day after the Fed hiked interest rates, the largest in three decades, in an effort to put a lid on rising inflation. Here is Revere Wealth Management market strategist Scott Fullman.
The Swiss National Bank raised their interest rate by 50 basis points, and that move was completely unexpected. We also saw a 25 basis point increase out of London this morning.
So far this year, interest rates are up 1.5%. As Russia kept up attacks in eastern Ukraine on Thursday, a Ukrainian official said that tens of thousands of people have been killed since the start of the war in February. The Ukrainian defense minister specified the death toll in an interview, saying that the number of dead is well above all official accounts that have been reported thus far. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
According to China's foreign ministry, Chinese President Xi Jinping has told Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin that Beijing backs Russia's sovereignty and security interests in perhaps the clearest show of support since the start of the war in Ukraine more than 3 months ago. The two leaders spoke during a call on Wednesday, which was Xi's birthday, in the first known occasion that they have talked since February 25th, one day after Russia launched its full-scale assault on Ukraine. The Biden administration on Wednesday targeted a Russia-based white supremacist group by blacklisting three of its supporters, including a man who has raised millions of dollars to arm pro-Russian fighters in Ukraine's Donbas region. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Alexander Zhuchkovsky and Stanislav Shevchuk, two men it described as key supporters of the ethnically motivated extremist group known as the Russian Imperial Movement. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Egypt, along with the European Union and Israel, agreed to a natural gas deal Wednesday during a meeting in Cairo to halt dependence on Russian energy exports. The Egyptian petroleum minister, along with the European Commission president and Israel's energy minister, signed the agreement after a trilateral meeting. The Washington Post reports the increases will allow Israel to ramp up its gas output and export it through existing pipelines to Egyptian ports, where it will be liquefied and sent to Europe. A federal grand jury has indicted a California man for attempted murder after he traveled across the country and showed up near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh carrying a gun, a knife, and pepper spray. The Maryland grand jury returned the one-count indictment on Wednesday against 26-year-old Nicholas Ruski of Simi Valley, California. Prosecutors say that Ruski went from California to Maryland to assassinate Kavanaugh. Instead, he was captured near the justice's home last week. Police said that he called 911 on himself. According to MoneyFit.org, if you want to save fuel, avoid idling if you can. Just 1 minute of idling is enough to consume about half a gallon of gas per hour. Some of today's engines consume less gas if you turn them off and then restart them instead of letting them idle for a while. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.